The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. I'm tired today. I'm tired. So much happening, but at the same time, trying to figure out what's happening and what is going to unfold in the coming days is very hard. A very unpredictable America that Trump has led to is exciting at times, testing balloons at other times, and putting the brakes sometime, as he has done today, putting the brakes on the idea of firing. He started talking about, oh, well, we want to make sure that we keep the good ones. The problem with the federal workforce is you may have talented people in there, but if you want to restore justice for the taxpayers and just liberate these talented people so that they can work in the private sector, because no matter the amount of talent you deploy in the federal workforce, it's against the people and it's a waste of people's money, very broadly and generally. As a reminder, tomorrow there will not be a regular show. I will be on iHypocrite, his YouTube channel, I guess, 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be debating Corey J. Mahler about evolution, a very basic truth. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? I've been trying to get unblocked at Odyssey and Stripe, not because I won't be streaming on Rumble, but I've been trying to interact with their support staff to see if it was possible to get unblocked for the super chats at Odyssey. And they are so confused. It's like they ask me 4 times to describe my business. I'm like, it's very easy, guys. It's super chats. It's what everyone on Odyssey is using you guys for. But can you describe to us what is a super chat? It's like, what the fuck? You guys have no idea why Odyssey is using you? They're using you to process little comments that people do. So I was like, people write a comment during a live news show and they pay for it to be highlighted. And they were like, we couldn't figure out from your paragraph what exactly you want to do with Stripe. And then I had to read their guidelines, and they don't have the word super chat in their guideline. They have the word content related tip. And so they were like, are you telling us that you are using Stripe to process content related tips? And I was like, yeah, that's what I've been describing for 4 different paragraphs that you guys are asking me to rewrite. Content related tips is what you guys are doing on Odyssey. And they finally said, okay, we accept your description of your purpose. But then they didn't unblock the charges. They didn't unblock the processing of payments. Anyways, it's so frustrating to talk with these support people who have no idea what they're doing. They don't even know that Odyssey is about super chats. Unbelievable. That being said, we are now on Rumble, and if you'd like to support the show, use the Streamlabs link right in the description below. Streamlabs tips are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use the dollar button under the Rumble chat. Yesterday was a major day. I have cracked open my 38 days aged dry age strip loin. Look at it, all dry on the outside. It had become very dark on the outside. My famous strip loin has been aging for 38 days in the fridge. I chopped a slice. Look at it on the inside. It leads. You have a little border of it that's kind of brownish, darkish, black. Here you can see. Here you can see what I wanted to achieve for sure. This was my target. A kind of crust of black meat wrapping a more red meat. The meat is extremely concentrated. It's gotten rid of its water content. And so I sliced it. I panned it in the pan in butter. So what I went for is lots of butter and very slow cooking, because the outside is already dark. And some people have misunderstood my picture here. People are saying, JF, you overcooked it. I didn't overcook it. This is not charred outside. This is the dried, dark outside. So there was no way for me to not make it dark. It was already dark before it started cooking. But you can see it takes the aspect of a pulled pork style of beef. It really tastes like ribs meat once it's been aged. And it was delicious. It was dry, of course, but absolutely delicious. I'm very happy about the result. I will continue to age the other piece. So that's how the piece looked like before being cut with knives. I will continue to age this piece, but now it has one slice that it has lost. You can see the greenish aspect starting on the outside. Now I'm going to use another strategy for tonight. I'm going to remove this cut towel and I'm going to make it dry because I want it to develop a very hard black crust. And so I'm going to this cut towel is there to retain the humidity and slow down the drying process. Now I want to speed it up because I want this part here to start being as dark as this part here. So what an experience. This one didn't make me sick. I took the time to cook it slowly and fully. It's not something you want to keep too...
I was very distraught when you paywalled your dry aged steak. I would like to recant my statement calling you Jewish and say it was a very Christian move of you to share with us today. Thanks for the great shows.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Mr. Greppy. I was very distraught when you paywalled your dry-aged steak. I would like to recant my statement calling you Jewish and say it was a very Christian move of you to share with us today. Thanks for the great shows.
Absolutely. I often fake Jewish moves. I often fake, like... Do you want exclusive content? The reality is, I think my fans, my audience who have been with me for a long time, you guys know that if you donate anything through any of the means that we have, whether it's a super chat, whether it's Patreon, you shouldn't be so attached to the idea of exclusivity or to the hangout itself or to the super chat itself. It should be more in the sense that you give so that I can continue this show. That is how I see it, and I hope that people didn't get to subscribe to the Twitter account just to get those exclusive meat pictures. Although, you know, I have to do them because I have to be able to tell Elon that, yes, I'm giving exclusive content to my fans. So, but it's mostly a joke when I say, you want the secret meat sauce? Get on, subscribe to my X account. Mostly it's a joke. But I'm very glad, Reggie Stiles, that you are our first super chatter on Streamlabs, because I didn't know if we were going to survive the Odyssey, the problems. First, because I'm getting banned, demonetized by Stripe. But Stripe isn't clear. Is it temporary? Is that an investigation? And anyways, Odyssey was about to drop Stripe and switch to cryptocurrencies. And it's not clear to me that I can make a living out of just cryptocurrency donations. cryptocurrency is great, but it happens once in a while that one member of the audience wants to give me cryptocurrency. But it's very rare that everyone in the chat has enough crypto to pay for small super chats. And typically people don't like this. Typically people take cryptocurrency for big and single transfer amounts. While I was researching various techniques for aging meat, I found this. Tuna. Tuna with mold. Molded tuna. Aged with a kind of white mold that covers the outside. Look at this. So they remove the outside that's moldy. They seem to be mixing it with palm hearts and tuna. Oh, tuna, spinal cord nerves. Wow. Wow, interesting. So you have aged tuna with mold, and then you have other pieces of the tuna that are taken fresh. There was an interesting interview with Sam Bankman-Fried. Sam Bankman-Fried is doing 25 years behind bars and is now sharing a cell block with Diddy. He joins us from prison for an update on his new life. It's interesting to see the human aspect of Sam Bankman-Fried. Interesting, I liked it. Of course, I don't like the guy because ultimately this guy tried to lead a movement of mainstream adoption for crypto, but that was essentially a takeover of crypto because we had everything that FTX was offering. We had exchanges, we had an honest man in CZ. We have Binance that was working extremely well and that had always been respectful of its customers. In other words, we had better than Sam Bankman-Fried. And he presents himself as not being a criminal. And he says in the interview that he doesn't consider that he's committed a crime. And, you know, it may very well be that the crime for which he's in jail he hasn't committed. But to me, what he represents was an attempt for democratic forces to take over the crypto world, to have this kind of official mainstream adoption of crypto, but in a way that's controlled by Democrats and that benefits Democrats and that's kind of intermingled with the usual political lobbying, access selling behavior that we have in mainstream business. So I think he may not have criminally intended to be bankrupt. And I think he may not even have been bankrupt. I think he may have been dropped under the bus here by predatory institutions that they close your company, they make you go bankrupt, and then they are, oh, well, see, he was about to go bankrupt. I think it seems to be what has happened because it seems like he had much of the reserves that he needed to honor his withdrawals. Perhaps not at the level of a CZ, not at the level of a Binance, but perhaps enough to survive. But he was investing so much, buying an arena, buying politicians, that maybe it was unsustainable. So overall, I just like the idea of hearing from the human being. I was wondering if he was still in jail. I was wondering if he had a pardon in this pardon batch from Biden, but it doesn't seem so. So he's still in jail and hanging out with P. Diddy. We are destroying our global reputation. I think Nick Fuentes is absolutely on the money here.
You can't alienate everybody all at once.
There's a problem with what Trump is doing, and I wonder if it's sustainable. Trump is making himself be hated by a lot of people, and we want these people to be triggered. We want the liberal order to be on notice and to be hated, to be hating on a free America. But Trump may be chewing too much at the same time, because if you have all these people, Canada, Mexico, Europe, all pissed off at you, and the only thing that you care is Israel and supporting its genocide, you cannot accumulate that much bad karma. You cannot accumulate that much hatred in human society against you before they start biting into your money. And we'll see that, you know, the Canadians are kind of ridiculous, but you have to grant them that the Canadians are acting as a team. They are removing all USA alcohol from the store shelves. It's kind of pathetic to say, oh yeah, we're going to stop drinking your alcohol. It's kind of pathetic that alcoholism is your strength, you know? But it seems to be, because, I mean, you have Trump trying to create a manufacturing renaissance to the US by these tariffs, but these tariffs could bite back, because we already apparently are not selling American bottles of alcohol anymore to customers, and you're going to have a change of behavior in customers. They're going to get used to the Canadian whiskey, to the Canadian beer, and then you have a demanufacturing that happens to America. And Nick Fuentes points out that it's unsustainable to have so much hatred directed at America all at the same time and to only be siding with Israel.
You can't declare a trade war with no goals against both of your neighbors.
Yeah, what is the goal of this trade war? So that we can have a measure of whether it even succeeds.
You can't threaten all of your treaty allies that you're in a defensive alliance with in Europe, such that they are talking about strategic autonomy from the United States. You cannot talk about expelling all Palestinians, such that the entire Arab League condemns what you said and offers a counterproposal. You cannot get rid of all of America's soft power and dry up all that State Department money that keeps all the other countries in line. At the same time that BRICS has added 5 or 6 new members, at the same time that the UN General Assembly is voting 190 against you, it's even more unpopular than Russia's invasion of Ukraine. At the same time that China is producing 400 times more ships than the United States, that Russia's producing 20 times more ammunition, that we don't even control the supply chains for the critical minerals we need for electronics and phones and batteries and the energy transition. You can't do it all at once. And so people say, well, who cares about a couple of brown people in Gaza? Who cares about the plight of a couple of, you know, low IQ brown people in Gaza? Who really cares? Diplomacy actually matters. Coalition building and power projection in the world actually matters. The idea that we're going to let Israel ethnically cleanse Palestine and then we're going to turn over the keys to them so we could focus on China, it's a terrible idea, and it's not going to work. And everybody that is selling us on that idea, they're Israelis. They're Israelis that don't really care about the fact that America is losing standing in the world because of this. Israel loses nothing. All of Israel's neighbors already hate Israel. It's America that is losing face. It is
excellent analysis. Absolutely correct. There is a problem here. I was mentioning it yesterday that the credibility of the U.S. is suffering largely, which you don't want to be credible necessarily with the institutions, NGOs, and UN, and Canada and France. Those are not things that you care about being credible to. However, you cannot lose all of your power and influence at the clap of a finger and expect that the world will play in your hand, that the world will play in your direction still. What we are developing here is a lot of justified hatred against America, a lot of justified resentment. And when it comes the time to take on China, which is what Trump seems to be wanting to do, he's going to be faced with a problem of a lack of allies. You're going to have the Axis, Russia, Israel, US, but what else? And to what extent is Russia really in the pocket of Trump? And to what extent is it not the reverse, that Trump is in the pocket of Russia? It's a very isolated positioning. Now, I'm all for isolationism and for the stop of interventionism. However, you are siding with the genocide here. You are siding with the elimination of a population that will be forever held against you. Not very smart, in my view, what Trump is doing. But as Nick Fuentes points out, it may be the pillaging of the U.S., basically. The reputational pillaging of the U.S. by Jews. Perhaps Jews have a plan to leave the U.S. at some point, or to not care about the U.S. Or perhaps they foresee the fact that it is now a majority opinion. We're seeing it in surveys today. It's now a majority opinion that Israel is viewed negatively by the people. And so right now, the Jews still find an ally in Trump and in the Republican Party. But it won't be long before neither the Democrat Party nor the Republican Party are even capable of featuring Israel first candidates. Now, that may be me dreaming, but it seems like an achievable state in 20 years from now. Because you now have freedom of speech for the opposition to Israel and Israeli interest. You have a rising generation that is filled with either gripers or far-left Marxists who both see Israel in the wrong eye. One perhaps on a racial basis and on an American interest basis, and the other group more perhaps in the form of Israel's role in oppressing a minority. But for two different sets of reasons, the next generation, left and right, is incapable of digesting an Israeli first per discourse of the kind that the boomers do like. And so perhaps the American empire is being dropped under the bus by the Jews. Perhaps, you know, today Trump said the market sell-off is caused by globalists who are frustrated to see that America is about to get rich. Now that's an interesting phrasing in the history of this term globalist, which is basically Alex Jones' term for not saying the Jews. It's interesting. It's interesting that Trump chose to say this. The market crash would be caused by globalists basically exiting the stock market, and exiting in particular the American stock market. Is Trump feeling long term an exit of the Jews? Is Trump interested at making it easy for them, at being an ally in the process of exiting America? I don't know. Human body dragged behind a car while people shout Allahu Akbar in Syria. Syria is veering toward chaos. So what there seems to be happening in Syria is a bunch of Assad supporting people, remnants of the regime that was kicked out and replaced so quickly, really, by what was called a bunch of rebels, but seemed to be rebels very much in line with Israeli interest, perhaps American interest. So we have a bunch of remnants of them that have successfully pulled an attack onto the new regime. They just killed a dozen people, I think. And then eventually they were captured. So I don't know. Does this illustrate that the Syria story is not over, or is it just a kind of bubbling of remnant forces, but that will be quickly quashed? I don't know. I don't know what will happen, because it was very bizarre the way Syria was just abandoned by Assad. Assad was transported to Russia, and poof, the rebels just took over it in no time. And it made me think either Syria is not interesting anymore for Russian interest, or the forces that were deployed were just too strong. But it's also possible that Russians' interest have a longer-term plan to come back or to take over. Perhaps they didn't want to fight the rebels as they were arriving, but perhaps once they are set comfortably, they want to push back in. I don't know what will happen with this. Could go either way. Trump's dirty diaper says, Trump makes another threat last night to Hamas to release every hostage immediately or there will be dire consequences, which he also said on January 7th and February 10th. This reality show premise of finding the dumbest motherfucker in the country and making him president isn't going well. Season 1 sucked. Season 2 is much worse. Great to be on the side of such great champions of democracy as Sudan and North Korea and the UN. Elon and Musk and Doge have saved millions of dollars by reducing the Epstein file down to only 3 pages, making it much cheaper to make copies. Like J.D. Vance, I'm a bit of an expert on foreign policy and world politics. I've seen a lot of videos, including every single John Hughes movie. Okay. I do think that there's something deeply disappointing every time with Trump. And it's that he tests those balloons in the media, like the whole idea of firing massive amounts of federal workers. And he always backs off. And I'm always like, oh, I wish he went for his more extreme ideas and actually implement it. But he never does this. It's always, oh yeah, we're going to fire 50% of the IRS. And then it's always like, oh, well, we ended up finding out that there's talented people. We're going to keep the talented ones. And meanwhile, you are not getting a massive reduction of the government size. I still don't see it. I was enthusiastic at the talks that were happening, but what's really happening, I don't think the budget will be equilibrated in the way Trump has promised in his speech. What is Ash Wednesday? Ash Wednesday, a holy day of reflection. I was seeing Marco Rubio with a cross on his forehead, and I wasn't remembering exactly what that was. So it's mostly Catholics, apparently. I'm from a Catholic tradition, a Catholic family. We never did this. Never did ash on our forehead. It seems to be an American Catholic thing, because us Quebecois, I've never seen my family wearing this. But interesting to celebrate the Lent and to remember that from ashes we come and to ashes we will go. To dust you will return. From dust you came and to dust you will return. Which is a weird belief. It looks more like a moral nihilist belief or a physicalist belief that you don't have a soul. But maybe it's just a comment strictly on your bodily form. Maybe there's the belief that your soul goes to heaven. Ove, Nick, the Palestinians are just a bunch of stupid brown people. Nick Frontes responding to a chat.
Checkers Freestyle sent $10. Thank you, Nick, for being a voice for Palestinians and speaking up against Jewish supremacy that's committing a genocide. As a Muslim viewer of yours, I really appreciate it and can't thank you enough. You're in our prayers in this holy month of Ramadan. God bless you and Jesus is King.
Hey, thank you very much, man. I really appreciate that. Yeah, and our Holy Father, even though he is not doing so well, even though his health is bad. He still calls the people in Gaza every night. People forget it's Christians being killed there too. And look, they're people. People are over there being murdered. We're paying for it. It's so wrong. I don't take this Jewish position where you say, oy vey, who cares? It's just a bunch of stupid brown people being killed. Like, we're Christians. We are actually Catholics. We do actually believe in the value and sanctity of human life. And we don't want people to be murdered. How can you be? And it just goes to show that a lot of these Christians are full of shit when they talk about abortion, but they don't talk about Palestinians. So killing an unborn child in the womb, we'll march for that, march for life. And that is the center of the right-wing politics, and we'll virtue signal about that. But children and women being massacred in Gaza, oy vey.
Very good point. There is such a disregard for human life in the Jewish pro-Israeli propaganda. It's stunning. They would want you to believe that they're not humans, the people dying, and they somehow are a mass. They are, even if they're 7 years old, 12 years old, even if they're a woman, even if they're a pregnant woman. It's like, if you are against abortion, certainly you should be against bombing pregnant women. Because that's abortion plus. That is what Israel is giving you right now. Abortion plus. And you have Trump basically under barely veiled words saying, we're going to give them the missiles so they can finish the job. Well, those missiles will end up hurting. Absolutely innocent people, children that have done nothing, women that are pregnant. GG username gifted 5 subscriptions to JFG tonight. He's now giving the subscriptions to Nicholas Petrus, Frog Eyes, Breaks, Rodin Acid. Wow. So how does that work? How does that work, these subscriptions? I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Rumble system. I'm going to have a look at this. But very nice. Okay, so the people who got the free subscriptions, their messages are now highlighted. Very cute, very cute. I think it will favor interaction on the regular chat. Thank you very much, GG username. The Jade Evans memes might be the first bipartisan memeplex. They get funnier the longer you look. Yes, I liked some of these memes. I think some of those, like this one, I don't find them super funny. I saw a meme where Jade Evans was the American History X Nazi and that he was curb stomping Zelensky. And while he was curb stomping Zelensky, he had this lollipop and this kind of retard hat. I enjoyed this meme. This one made me laugh. And one of my favorite ones is Emo JD Vance. Because Emo JD Vance is insulted that no one ever thanks him. Exactly as he said in front of Zelensky. Did you thank us? Did you thank the president throughout this whole discussion? You never did. You never say thank you. You never acknowledge what we do for you. Frog Eyes says, nice, I feel like Hunter Biden being cooked up by a Ukrainian gas company. Coked up or hooked up? Okay, hooked up. Yeah, so there's a talk around BTC also. BTC currently at 87K, going up, going down. People are scared. Tomorrow, people are saying there could be an announcement by Trump, but the announcement, some people are telling me it's going to be so disappointing, it's going to nuke the price down. Yeah, Trump has been disappointing on crypto, and it seems that the announcement could be based on Bloomberg speculation. Trump may announce that the government will stop selling cryptocurrencies that it confiscates in criminal cases. But that's just a status quo because a lot of these seized assets, they were just held. And so I'm like, is that really significant? Trump could also issue an executive order to create an actual reserve for Bitcoin, one that would be expected to buy more of the digital currency, but the actions are still being discussed and may still not happen or change. So it's like Bloomberg kind of bullshitting. Maybe it will happen, maybe it won't happen. And Trump has been systematically disappointing on that front. He had said he would pump our bags, and he really didn't. Trump considering executive order to create BTC reserve tomorrow, which may be established with seized Bitcoin. So again, we're talking about just Bitcoin that he would already have, that he would just designate, we call this now our reserve. Rodilacid says, so that's just like eminent domain seizing, Maserati, or expensive cars. It just goes back into the police force seizing it. That's also a scare. It's that these policemen who are handing up finding keys, it's so easy and so tempting to be taking this money and to make it flow. And a lot of people end up being basically fucked by the police. And a lot of criminals end up losing. They are criminal for some other reason, but they end up losing that money that they had in BTC form because it gets stolen by a local corrupt policeman, or then it's going to end up in the Trump reserve. See Trump backing out also on the tariffs and saying another temporary pause on tariffs. That's again Trump. Not as radical as he says he is.
In order to protect American car manufacturers and American farmers, we have two modifications to the IEEPA tariffs that have already been announced against Canada and Mexico. This first order relates to Canada. Essentially, what it will allow for is the flow of parts and sub-assembly products into America to allow American car manufacturers to continue building cars. Basically excludes USMCA-eligible goods from existing tariffs. And also in order to help our farmers at this crucial time of year, we're going to be reducing the tariff imposed on Canadian potash from 25% to 10%. So this is a modification to our tariff regime to protect American car manufacturers and American farmers.
It basically makes it more fair for our car manufacturers during the short-term period before April 2nd. April 2nd is... a little bit different. That will be...
So it is presented as a temporary measure so that it doesn't hurt the business of car manufacturers and farmers. Who knows? Will there be another extension? Because we're at the second extension now. What is the goal of Trump? What does Trump want with these tariffs? Does he want them in place or... does he want them not in place? Europe's top rights court backs Romanian election annulment, a sham ruling to protect the establishment. So there's this guy who had won in Romania, and they were pissed off. Apparently, some of the elites were pissed off that he had won, and so they overturned the result. This election doesn't count anymore. We hadn't planned that this guy would win. And apparently the courts are siding with this reversal. So basically an unwillingness of the regime to go by the result of their very election.
Important news coming out of Reuters. Donald Trump says he will hook up all female journalists to the milking machines to feed his Aryan bodybuilder army. Believe him.
Absolutely. Bring it. See, I keep getting excited, but it's all fiction, and we have to be careful. We have to be careful about this kind of fiction because we get excited. Trump is very good at selling what he does, overselling what he does, But the reality of the delivery here is that we still have an overbloated federal government. We still have a Department of Education. We still have, by the way, nothing was touched in the whole intelligence community. There was a handful of people just directly involved in January 6 proceedings that were let go. There is a handful of law firms that have been denied, security clearances. This means nothing. We don't have a dent in the deep state right now. We don't have the beginning of a dent. And Giorgia Meloni, what a stupid woman. If you're talking about milking, this may be a case where the only good thing we could get from this girl is some milk. Italian PM Giorgia Meloni said that Ukraine should be granted the security of NATO, including Article 5, without actual membership in the military alliance. That doesn't work. Because the only reason Ukraine cannot be included in the NATO alliance is that Russia doesn't want this. There's no other issue with including Ukraine in the NATO alliance. The only reason it's not being done, it's because Russia would take it as a final injury and offense to them. And Russia, therefore, having advanced into Ukraine and having secured part of it for its own side, has decided that one of its demands is that NATO never joins, that Ukraine never joins NATO so that it can be part of the traditional Russian sphere of influence. To say we're going to defend Ukraine as if they were in NATO, that will not satisfy Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin will see through this. He will say, hey, effectively, Ukraine is a NATO member. And it's not the official status that's worrying to him. It's the facts on the ground. If you protect Ukraine like a NATO member, then Ukraine is a NATO member. Rodilasid says, I think I saw the latest out from Doge is they found out that Social Security has 390 million people inscribed, but the population of the U.S. is 330 million. I don't know if those numbers are correct, but they are discovering certain things, but that seems like very exaggerated numbers. And keep in mind that there is such a thing as dead people needing to be registered for a couple of years. There is such a thing as estates. There is such a thing as people continuing to exist financially after they are dead physically. So I think that we get oversold on this issue of Social Security. When Elon tells us, oh yeah, there's someone who's 120 years old registered, I'd like to know, is this person receiving the benefits? Are they cashing out the benefits? You know, it's not clear to me yet how many of these people are actually engaged in fraud and are actually being defrauded by some third party. Trump says he will not protect NATO members if they are not paying their fair share. He then points out that the U.S. do not benefit from NATO. Do you think they're going to come and protect us? They're supposed to, but I'm not so sure. So here, that is an important statement in light of the fact that you have these NATO countries who currently are looking to put themselves in harm's way. In harm's way, they want to get struck by Vladimir Putin, and they are trying to play a role where, oh, we will send soldiers to Ukraine, and once they get attacked, we can say, oh, well, Russia attacked us, and then we can escalate a war and somehow get the US involved. Even if, technically, the Article 5 disposition is triggerable if you are attacked on your territory. So if a soldier of the UK got hit on the front line between Russia and Ukraine, technically it wouldn't force an intervention of the US. But you could still have an escalation. You could have France saying, oh, well, then we're going to shoot inside Russia. And then you could have Russia saying, well, I'm getting shot by France. I'm going to shoot inside France now. And then you could have an attack that escalates into World War III. So no matter the technicalities of Article 5, and I understand that UK soldiers being hit in Ukraine would be considered basically mercenaries, basically. They wouldn't trigger an Article 5 automatically, but they could trigger an Article 5 over a reasonably short-term period. Cognitive decline at 30 is a lie. Your skills don't peak until your mid-40s, and even then, losing them is entirely your choice. Okay, it's an interesting perspective. I tend to say that you are reduced intellectually starting at 25, and perhaps that is slightly early to estimate. Here they say that literacy and numeracy reach their peak around 40. Now, there is something else that must be cognitively degenerating before 40, because I don't know of anyone who comes up with a massive scientific advance at 40 years old. I think there are things of genius and creativity that you can only do at 25, and that is often the kind of intelligence I care about. But perhaps in terms of literacy and in terms of numeracy, perhaps you are getting better even in your 30s. So always be careful with these data sets. They are not revealing the full truths. Either Zelensky is a tyrant and draft dodgers are heroes, or Zelensky is the good guy and draft dodgers are bad. It can't be that Zelensky is bad and draft dodgers are bad. But yeah, Trump is trying to kick out those Ukrainian refugees. But we're entering here a contradiction of the empire, which is, well, these people are basically fleeing military recruitment. But if you are fleeing military recruitment, you are a deserter. Now, is Ukraine on our side or is Ukraine on the other side? Is Ukraine an enemy or is Ukraine a friend? If they're a friend, then these deserters are deserting our friend. They are deserting in the same way that soldiers could be deserting the US military. If they are our enemy, then they are deserting our enemy, and you could make a case that they qualify for refugee status. But it seems that, well, at least that's the talk, that Trump wants to abolish this refugee status. I don't have a strong opinion on it, but we're talking about Ukrainians. I don't have a strong attachment to Ukrainians as part of the American people. And so I don't really care. Now, they're still white migrants, and it would be interesting to see, other types of refugees getting kicked. Rodesid says, but I think I would prefer Ukrainians than H-1Bs or Indians or Africans. Within one generation, they can integrate very easily. That is true. They have a higher potential compared to more distant people genetically. They have a higher potential of integration. And look at what the Canadians are doing. They are totally emptying shelves, even if the bottles have already been bought from the US. They are storing them behind. They say, we will not sell a single bottle of US alcohol to our customers. California wine gone. Pacific Northwest gone. And this is where I kind of like this, because, okay, it's hurting Democrat states a lot. I think that given the relative independence and sovereignty of Republican states, they're probably less dependent on exports of that kind. Like, California wine is everywhere in Canada, and it's very, very cheap. So by removing them, you end up hurting what's ultimately a Democrat state. So I'm kind of on and off in appreciating the goods of this tariff war and also finding it unjustified. Keith Woods says, when I read this, I assumed I had missed something big in the news yesterday. But no, it's really this historical over a couple of podcasts where Epstein's Israel connections were discussed. You have Jeremy Boring completely destabilized by the fact that finally anti-Israel sentiment is getting an attentive ear in America. He says, yesterday was a terrible day for American Jews. The embrace by so many prominent voices of demented, conspiratorial, anti-Jewish voices is one of the saddest, most alarming events in my lifetime. This way lies madness, and worse than madness. I feel extremely vindicated by what's happening. You know, seeing someone like Jan on Joe Rogan is, I feel that it's vindicative because we've spent so many years trying to push these talking points. Even you know, from Pizzagate to Epstein, back in the Pizzagate days, I was on 4chan, hanging out on 4chan. I wasn't an e-celeb back then. I don't think so. I had a small YouTube channel, but nothing big. And I found that there was lots of things interesting, and it was great to hear Jan talk about Pizzagate on Joe Rogan. It's great to see that these talking points that got rejected by censorship and that they tried to stuff in the... They tried to hide it under the carpet. They were ultimately inevitable. And it's a big win. It's a big win that the minds are getting convinced and that under some degree of free speech, although not on all platforms, but at least some ex-free speech, has unleashed basically the inevitability of our talking points winning on the public space, because the fact is I don't think the average American wants to be siding with Israel on all of its violent conquering projects in the Middle East. Frog Eyes says, JF, do you like pizza? You talk a lot about burgers and McDo. But what about the pizza pies? Pizza pies. The concept of a link between pizza and pies already tells me that you are one of those Chicago retards. You probably live around the Great Lakes or whatever. No, pizza aren't pie, and pies aren't pizza. Okay, first. Reconnect to reality. Refocus your mental energies around the facts of the world. Rebuild your empirical connection to the universe. There is a bunch of people who are absolutely lost culinarily, who have attempted to blur the line between pizza and pies. They have elevated the borders of the pizza so that it could contain more sauce. And then eventually the pressures of money and big pizza industries led them to realize that sauce is very low cost compared to pepperoni and cheese. And so they filled this pie with sauce. And if you go in Chicago and ask for a pie, you will get this disgusting liquid bowl of tomato pizza. Just absolutely ridiculous attempt at culinary excellence. Pizza is good when its crust is kept at a minimum thickness, below some maximum thickness, a very thin crust. Some degree of inflation on the crust borders, but not to the point where you can make a bowl out of it. Not to the point where you call it a pie. you disgusting freaks. And most importantly, a generous quantity of a mozzarella style cheese that is chewy, that is stretchy, that forms the connection between layers of highly concentrated tomato paste that doesn't bring liquid to your pie, and generous amounts of mushrooms and green peppers for a fresh vegetable taste to it all, but nothing else. And if you want to spice it up, I would say that some of the best ways to complement such a pizza is to add either the truffle, black truffle sauce, which is a spicy, highly truffle flavored spicy sauce, red sauce, or just put anchovies, these little fish that are hyper salted. You put three or four of them along your pizza slice, and that will be good. I reject the idea of pies, pizza pies, or whatever it is that you're talking about. Here we have what seems to be Jewish power getting nervous. The anti-American PSYOP is Jan Carroll. The anti-American PSYOP is Andrew Tate. The anti-American PSYOP is Dave Smith. The anti-American PSYOP is Martyr Maid. Why? Simple. There is precisely one U.S. ally that will back America to the bitter end, Israel. When Trump asks allies to vote with the U.S. on a U.N. resolution concerning Russia, only one ally does, Israel. When the U.S. says fight your war this way, don't retaliate against Saddam Hussein, asks us permission for your most important operations, Israel says, roger that. Bullshit. Did Israel ask the U.S. before they bombed the USS ship? I don't think so. Absolute bullshit. Did Israel ask the U.S. for responding to October 7th by carpet bombing entire civilian areas of Gaza? Bullshit. And anyways, even if they were to ask permission to the U.S., the U.S. is absolutely undertaken and parasitized by Israeli interests. It would be like asking permission to themselves. What Carroll and his ilk are attempting to do is split America from its most dedicated and important ally. Why? Because they despise America. They despise American exceptionalism. They despise American strength in the world. This is a campaign to weaken America, and it won't work. Yeah, the USS Liberty. they are getting nervous. They are, because they're losing the culture war in a way that's irremediably, when enough boomers die and the next generation rise, there's going to be very little ways for Jewish power to keep itself up. Because as long as you let the alternative voices speak, some kind of truth is needed. And the classical way in which Israeli power has been involved with American control is through lies and propaganda and controlled speech. The lie of the weapons of mass destruction, for example. Many other lies to justify American involvement in all sorts of shenanigans. Once you don't have the capacity to lie, this is where Elon Musk's project is so subversive to Israeli interest. If you don't have the capacity to lie or control the discourse to an extent where you lie by omission, basically you lie by censorship, you're going to lose this fight long term. And long term, people are going to choose Democrat Party if the Republicans cannot show some sort of line in the sand to Israelis. What else do we have before we close the show? Doge Onsen on a shady climate pop-up NGO shell that received billions from Biden. Federal employees are not the only ones facing a tsunami of job cuts. Tens of thousands of consultants, contractors, and employees of NGOs are also being laid off. Interesting here, the idea of a pop-up shell corporation. So it doesn't exist. You make it exist out of nowhere. It doesn't do anything. It just receives suddenly money from Biden. It's really a new shell created from nothing so that this money is no more under the control of the government, but now it's in the hand of a bunch of privately acting Democrat operatives. We have here an NYPD detective woman who also wanted to be featured doing twerking in hip-hop videos.
I'm gonna tell you about a girl named Keisha. Ass thick. Just wanna smash it quick. Let's go. Shorty love the track, but she love the pole. Make that ass clap. Make it drop and roll. Hop that pussy for me. Give me that rocky roll. She screaming, Poppy, go. I'm about to drop it low. Legs long, ass thick. Just wanna smash.
Bro, this is not appealing. I don't know what's happening with this trend of liking these wavy ass. It's like you can see the irregularity of it. Stray says the BTC move was minus 7.41%. I think it's found a bottom at 85K. Well, hopefully it doesn't go further down, but there are people speculating on our Discord right now that it may go very much more down tomorrow. This is what happens when you have a Trump that people are not confident in this man. Because he's been, again and again, over-promising, under-delivering. Speaker's Corner says, JF, explain the SBR dump. What is SBR? Sam Bankman Reich? I don't know what SBR means. Trump says we're done with the Chainsaw Miley Aferrera-type approach to government. Now Trump is talking about more surgical scalpel-style cutting. So we're already out of the big firings, and I don't feel satisfied. We haven't seen the destruction of even a percent of the federal workforce. It's as simple as this. We haven't moved by a percent. So, and we already have Trump putting the brakes and saying, oh, now we're going to be more precise. Well, that means you're going to do nothing. You're going to do nothing because all you can do is sign executive orders from your desk. And you said it yourself, Trump. We're just hoping that people will act according to it. Frog Eyes says strategic Bitcoin reserve. Okay, well, yeah, the dump. Trump has been terrible at communication around this. Trump has been terrible at economic leadership around this, because what would have been the right thing to do would be to put the politicians into a mood where we can only pour money into Bitcoin. But Trump started talking about making a Truth Social post where he mentions XRP and not even Bitcoin, ADA and other shitcoins. So already, and then he said, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I also like BTC and ETH. That was very disappointing. Secondly, you always had the crypto czar, David Sacks, coming into press conferences and, oh yeah, we're going to establish a council that will recommend maybe things. Yeah, we're going to talk about a potential Bitcoin reserve. It's like, what the fuck? We're getting delivered services on so many other things, and we can't do this well. We need a council to reflect. And second, and thirdly, the Trump messaging has been very much around just keeping the Bitcoins that we already have. So that has zero impact on the market. That is not Trump pumping our bags. That is Trump saying, oh, well, we've already seized those Bitcoins, so we're just going to keep them. And we're going to call it a strategic reserve. Instead of taking the leadership and pushing the politicians to, hey, we're going to be in a program where every year the U.S. buys Bitcoin forever. We're going to need a lot at states that we have to do it. This is what we wanted, and this is not what we're getting. So the reason people are dumping, it's because it's not coming. We're basically, we've been speculating on the news, and the news were always exciting, as they always are with Trump. But that is all there was. It's all just news until we get to the final point, and the final point ends up being under-delivered. What else do we have? Obama judge indefinitely blocks Trump admin funding freeze, says White House put itself above Congress. So everywhere, in all sorts of cases, we have blocks appearing onto the attempts of Trump at stopping the flows of money to the Democrat machine. We're not even talking about making something positive with the government. We're just talking about stopping the leaks here. Stopping the leaks to the bad machines of the government. Those, basically, the fraud schemes of the Democrat. And we have judges and even the Supreme Court yesterday putting sticks in the wheels of Trump. Now, we learned that perhaps within the next week, we will learn more about the assassins who shot Trump in the ear and the other one. I want to find the answers. He had 6 cell phones. That's a lot of cell phones. Trump has also talked about global denuclearization. I'm not sure it's worth anything because you'll always have the most powerful countries will always insist on keeping a minimal amount of nuclear bombs to be able to very strongly hurt any other country. So you can denuclearize in the sense that instead of having 7,000 warheads, you might drop it to 2,000. But 2,000 is still enough to do so much damage. I'm not sure I believe the denuclearization strategy or ID. Roddy the Sid says nothing ever happens, so people sell their BTC. That's pretty much what's happening. That is it for tonight. Oh yeah, and also Trump has gotten rid of the daylight savings time. Again, I think it's a ridiculous thing of society that we're keeping this going, this abandonment, this change of the time zone all the time. But we're still talking about very symbolic, very broad orders that don't reduce the size of the government, that don't help the BTC economy, that don't change the future. And I don't know, generally I'm disappointed. Nicholas Petrus says, hallelujah, this is huge. It's an inefficiency of our world. It's ridiculous that people feel the need to have this number changed on a ridiculous clock. At this point, I can't even keep clocks outside of my phone, my computer, because phones and computer, they change for themselves. That's good. But I don't keep these little clocks that you plug to the wall because they don't do the switch themselves. They don't know the date. And I find this annoying. I find this annoying, but it's not a big advance for America. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. Thank you so much for those who have sent super chats. It reassures me that perhaps there's a living to be made on Rumble. Much love. Tomorrow, no regular show because I'll be on I Hypocrite to debate evolution.